We've just been going for an hour. We can keep on trucking. Y'all want a break? Y'all don't want a break. No, let's get going. Fishery Management Plan, Catherine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Guide you to your books behind the FMP update tab, and I'll describe the items that are there, and there's one that's too large to be in the book. It's been referred to several times as the FMP review document with the purple cover, so that is covered under this section of your agenda. So as I said, there's three items. First two are just informational, and then there is a third item that is scheduled for the commission to take action this morning. The first is a three-page summary of the status of the fishery management plans, and this is a document that we bring to the commission at your annual August meeting. It provides background information on the authority and process for fishery management plans, as well as the status of each individual plan. We'll also have a couple of our plans. We've got our leads that will be giving you presentations and updates this morning, and that's for Southern Flounder and Blue Crab. And I won't go through those in detail. I think Lee covered a lot of information about each of the state plans for you already in his presentation. One item I will point out on page one, the shrimp fishery management plan is mentioned, and these materials are prepared a couple weeks before your meeting, and so based on the commission's action on the petition yesterday, the wording here will just need to be updated to reflect that action. There was a contingent line about whether or not the petition was approved or denied would affect when the shrimp review would begin. So that wording will be updated according to the commission's action. The next item, as I said, is the large FMP review document. And the reason it's so large is it covers all of the significant species that are managed in North Carolina, both the state species and the interjurisdictional species. So it's a compilation of an update for each one of those. And as Lee highlighted in his presentation, we did add some additional information and tables and graphs this year. Also, Kathy Rawls yesterday in her presentation talking about streamlining the FMPs, we are looking at how this document is structured and how the new and improved FMP documents will be structured and eventually be able to sort of merge those streams and have them be as similar as possible so that we aren't doing double work. So there are definitely some additional changes that are coming to make sure that our annual FMP reviews reflect the minimum components that are required by statute to be in our fishery management plans. And for example, in 2017, this commission did approve the annual update for our Red Drum Fishery Management Plan to serve as the statutory review that we try to conduct on a more holistic level at least once every 5 years, and there were no changes needed. And so we did use that document to satisfy that year's update. So if we can work towards that more in the future, there's some efficiencies to be achieved there. So this document does provide a lot of information. I think Lee hit on a lot of the content items, the history of the plan, the management unit, the goal and objectives, status of the stock, status of the fishery, including current regulations and commercial and recreational landings, monitoring program data, including dependent and independent monitoring, management strategies, management and research needs, and then, as Lee said, recommendation on the timing for any reviews of the plans, whether we need adjustments. And this year we have no recommendations to change what would be the prescribed scheduled review for each plan. So that brings me to the final item, and this is the item for action for the commission this morning. And this is a horizontal landscape table that's in your materials, and it is labeled the North Carolina Fishery Management Plan Review Schedule, July 2019 to June 2024. And this is presented for the Commission's consideration and preliminary approval this morning. The schedule reflects the status of the individual plans in regards to the statutorily mandated plan reviews, per North Carolina General Statute 113.182.1D, each plan shall be reviewed at least once every 5 years. And as I just got finished saying, we give you this compilation of updates each year, so that means we're reviewing every plan every year. Upon the Commission's approval of the schedule this morning, the schedule will then be forwarded to the Secretary of the Department of Environmental Quality for final approval, also per General Statute 113.182.1D. One item I would like to point out on the draft schedule, again similar to the three-page narrative that I described, you'll notice for the review of the shrimp plan, which is the fifth line down, there is an asterisk there that denotes the contingent nature going into the meeting, not knowing what the vote on the petition would be. And so this asterisk won't be needed, so I'll be removing that, and the shrimp plan would be reflected as beginning now. So the contingent nature going into the meeting has been settled. So that would be a change to what you're looking at based on the Commission's action yesterday. So with that, we do need the Commission to vote on preliminary approval of the 2019 to 2024 draft Fishery Management Plan review schedule.
Okay, questions on the draft schedule? Doug?
I make a motion that we proceed forward with the proposed draft schedule by the division.
Okay, is there a second? Second by Martin. Mike. Okay, questions? Mike.
Question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make sure I understand that the Southern Flounder Plan will remain open. This is what this graph is describing.
So again, this is prepared going into the meeting, and what is laid out in the document and was included in the Commission's preferred selected management options was that upon adoption of Amendment 2, the development of Amendment 3 would begin immediately. And okay. So the font that's within those boxes, you can see 2019-2020 Amendment 2. That's where we are today, and then immediately beginning would be the usual two-year block of Amendment 3 development, just to try to indicate that it would immediately start upon adoption per the selected management options going into the meeting today.
Okay, I just want to make sure absolutely. That I understood the graph correctly and that the plan would continue to stay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any other questions? If not, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes without dissension.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Catherine. Appreciate it.